Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is...
Happy Friday, everyone. It's 10:06, just about here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel, and it is time, because yes, it is Fun Friday, for Stefan Schmidt and Boat Smart. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. It is Memorial Day weekend, and lots of people get a four-day weekend this weekend, don't they?
Yes, it's going to be a fun day.
That's what I understand. The bridge is open. Yeah, a lot of good things here in Pensacola, so we're happy about that. You are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You may want to jot that number down because you might have a question or a comment, or you may win something here in a little bit. So you might want to jot that number down, 850-437-1620. 437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. You can give them a call if you need any kind of boat repairs. Maybe you're needing just some maintenance. Maybe you're looking for a new motor. That's a great place to go for your repower needs. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. Special discounted prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. I know a lot of places right now don't have motors in stock, so always check with Key Marine first, because they tend to keep motors in stock, and the inventory is down not only around here but all over the country right now. They're having a hard time getting product in, so check with Key Marine if you're looking around. They probably have something out there for you. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Mercury products. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook, too. So they got all their specials on there. I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu. That's GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. The phone number, 850-941-6200. I would recommend going to the website if you're interested in getting into my program or any other program, or you just have questions maybe about scholarships and things like that. You can get on that website and check out their chat feature. That's a great way to get in touch with someone out at Georgetown. A lot of times them phones are very busy out there, and it takes a little bit to get someone back to you. But if you go to that chat feature, they get right back to you on that, because somebody's monitoring that 24/7, I believe. Well, they're probably not 24/7, but they're monitoring it. So scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it is Memorial Day weekend. And every time I have a show before Memorial Day weekend, I always hit one subject that is so, so very important, and that is boating safety. That's what I tend to spend my time on this show on Memorial Day weekend. So I want to hit on boating safety. If you are a avid listener, you've been listening for a long time, you know that in 2013, the Marine Service class, we lost a student due to a boating accident right before Christmas in December of 2013. And, you know, that really touched home with us as a class and as a school. We had two students who were out on a boat. They were not in class at the time. It was on one of their own personal excursions that they were out fishing, and the boat capsized in the pass area, and one student lost his life, and the other one made it to shore. So boating safety is a big, big part of what we do over at Georgetown and the Marine Service class. We talk about safety all the time, and it's so very, very important that you're safe when you leave the dock. So let me go over some safety tips for you. And a great website you go to is the U.S. Coast Guard boating.org. That's USCGboating.org. Recreational boaters, life jacket wearing area. It talks about life jackets and things like that. So one of the things that I want to talk about is life jackets. So very important to have enough life jackets on your boat. You must have the Coast Guard approved life jackets on your boat. Okay. They have to be approved. It just can't be a generic non-approved life jacket. It has to be Coast Guard approved. Okay. They must be in good and serviceable condition. In other words, they must be, they can't be all tore up or dry rotted or anything like that. They need to be in good shape when you have them on your boat. They also must be the appropriate size for the intended user. Sometimes this can be challenging, especially if you have small children on the boat. And a lot of boaters, they go out and they'll throw a Coast Guard pack in their boat, and they have the general sizes and things like that of life jackets in their Coast Guard pack. And then maybe one day they decide that you know, they have some family in and they have some small children, and don't even think about the sizes of the life jackets that they have on the boat. And they really need to double check and make sure that that life jacket fits the little people that you have on your boat, the children, depending on what age and that kind of thing. You want to make sure that they fit the people that are on your boat. On the other side of that, you need to make sure if you have a larger person on your boat that the life jacket fits those people also. So it's so very, very important that the life jacket fits the boaters that you have on your boat with you. So that's one of the main tips, is to make sure you have the right life jackets, you have the right amount of life jackets, and they fit and they're in good working condition. Also, what a lot of people do not think about is that the life jackets must be readily accessible. Okay, so when you think about that, where do people put life jackets most of the time? They probably store them away in their cabin or under a seat or something like that, right? And they may not be readily accessible. You may have coolers in front of them, or you may have all your swimming gear your floaties and all this stuff packed on top of it in the cabin. But you need to make sure that your life jackets are readily accessible to the people that you have on the boat. So very important. You must be able to put them on in a reasonable amount of time. If a vessel is sinking or something, or you hit something, or you have a fire on board, you don't have a lot of time to think, what am I going to do? How am I going to get a life jacket? So they need to be able to get to those life jackets as quick as you can. A lot of times they'll store them in packaging or something like that. That is not the way to do it. You want to be able to get that life jacket out, put it on, and if you need to go overboard, make sure it fits and make sure that you can get overboard safely. Okay. Again, we don't want to stow them in plastic bags or in locked compartments, or have the gear stowed on top of them. So very important to make sure that you can get to those life jackets. Okay. So the best life jacket is the one you will wear. Okay. When you think about life jackets, they're kind of bulky sometimes. You know, most people say, oh, I don't want to wear this orange life jacket. You know what I mean, Jenna? If you're out there, this life jacket don't match my swimsuit.
Well, yeah.
Think about that, right?
Hello, fashion first. Or is it safety first? I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, I knew you'd understand that. So, you know, you think about that. You know, okay, I don't want to wear this bulky life jacket and things like that. You know, so people tend not to want to wear them. So there are life jackets out there that aren't so bulky. They inflate and that kind of thing. They just go around your neck. And they kind of have a little strap that comes around your waist. And they work really well. So, you know, just get a life jacket that fits your needs as far as what you're doing and that kind of thing. And it can be anywhere from kayaking to fishing to just out enjoying the day, you know. So there's all a wide variety of life jackets out there, different colors and things like that too. So just remember that, okay. Although not required for all ages, a life jacket should be worn when the vessel is underway. A wearable life jacket can save your life, but only if you wear it. Think about that, okay? So the life jacket doesn't do you any good if the boat overturns or if the boat catches on fire and you go overboard. you have to wear it and you have to have it on. Okay, so that's very important that you do that. All right, so make sure that you wear it. Most boaters, when you look out and you're going riding around, and I don't do it. I don't wear a life jacket if I'm out just boating and enjoying the day. I'm not wearing a life jacket on me, but I know where they are, you know, and I know how many I have on the boat and that kind of thing. But most generally, a lot of people don't wear life jackets when they're out recreational boating. Most of the commercial vessels, of course, always have to have them on, but a lot of people, if they're out generally boating, they don't have that life jacket on. So also what you need to have on the boat is a throwable device, something that you can throw out off the boat with a rope attached to it. So if somebody does go overboard and you have the ability to throw them a throwable device, that's something that floats, and they're designated devices like throw cushions and things like that. So they must have a rope attached to it, and you throw it out to the person that goes overboard, and that way they can grab a hold of it, and you can hopefully get them back into the boat or close enough to the boat that you can help them. So life jackets are so, so very important on that, on as far as safety is concerned. All right, this is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can call or text. Maybe you do have a question about safety, or maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you're getting ready to go out for the first time in a long time, and today's your day, and you have some questions about what to do to get started for today, and maybe you have some questions about that. Don't hesitate to give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. So, Jenna, think about this. This is Memorial Day weekend. It's the first big weekend of the year. It's a huge, huge boating weekend all over the country. If there's a lake or a river or a bay or the Gulf of Mexico, this is the day that everybody gets out.
Oh, this is the day. Yeah, it is.
You know?
Just think about it. People have not been landlocked. People have still been getting out there and making the trek, whether it's all the way around to Garcon Point or 87, or just going to Perdido, you know, and recognizing our beloved Perdido area. Today, the bridge is open. People are now like, oh, it's happening. It's time to get out. And then in history in general, Memorial Day is known for going to the beach, getting out on the boat, being able to be with your family. So, yeah, this is their moment.
This is the day. So you can call it the first big weekend of the weekend. But listen, today is also Amateur Day. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I have a question that comes in. What about renting a boat? Do you have a recommendation for places in Pensacola area in general? Okay, so boat rentals, yes, you can rent boats. There are several places around that rent boats. You can check with all the local marinas. Some of the marinas or high drives have boat rentals there at those locations. There's several places around. Harbor View rents boats. We have Freedom Marine. They rent boats, those kind of things. So you can do boat rentals. But probably if you're trying to get a boat out today, it's probably not going to happen. But yeah, there's many locations around Pensacola. Check with the marinas, the places that are on the water and different areas. They probably have some type of boat rental for you. So it looks like we also have a call from Ken. So we'll go ahead and take that call.
Good morning, Ken. What's your question for Stefan?
Thank you for starting with safety. That's just so important. My question, I'm a longtime boater, but about a year in Pensacola, boated in Chicago Lake, Michigan. In Illinois, it's required that anyone on a boat under the age of 16 is required to wear, not just have access to, but wear a PFE. Is there a similar requirement in Florida?
Yes, there are similar requirements. I think the age is a little lower than that. But there are requirements. The best way to look is to go to the Florida Fish and Game website or go to the Coast Guard website. They will give you all those requirements to what age that you have. I always recommend if you have a child on board to have them in a life jacket if the boat is underway. Make sure they know how to swim, of course. That's very important. And to be honest with you, Ken, I have small children wear life jackets before they even get on the boat, because if they're walking down the dock or trying to get on the boat at the boat ramp, that's a place where a child can easily, you know, fall into the water and get hurt either by the boat or what have you, or get up under the dock and you can't find them. So I recommend even walking down the dock to have a life jacket on small children for sure. So we appreciate that. But check those websites. Yeah, they'll give you that information for sure.
Thanks for starting with safety. It's just one point, and then I'll let you go. If skippers could just take a moment to review the rules of the road. Doesn't take that long, but, you know, God, who do I give way to, and who, when am I on the stand-on vessel? That's just, it's so important that people avoid collisions out there. Thanks for
You're right.
Thanks for this segment.
Thank you so much, Ken, for listening, and thank you for that phone call. That was a great phone call. Thank you so much.
I love that, and I want to interrupt real quick just because accidents can happen, and it's a matter of avoiding them and just taking those first safety precautions. I was joking before when I said fashion first. No. I'm the first one to put on that big orange vest, and everybody laughs at me, and I don't care, because although I can swim and I'm a pretty good swimmer and I taught my kids to swim, nope, you're going near water and there's boats and there's a lot of people and there's docks, and especially like the conditions out there too. Just throw in a safety vest, and then once you get out there, if you feel like you're all right, you know, for the most part, keep it on the kids. They're not going to mind. Sunscreen and life vests, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it is important. If you go overboard, a lot of times, if you do go overboard, it may be quick. You may hit your head on the side of the boat. You may have another boat strike you or something like that. I don't mean to be so morbid or what have you, but if you're knocked out, a life jacket will help you.
Yeah.
And if the correct life jacket, it's going to turn you upright to where your face is out of the water, to where you can actually breathe even if you're unconscious. So that's so very, very important. So, yeah, we appreciate those calls and texts. Again, the phone number, 850-437-1620 is the number. So we got a few minutes here, so give us a call or text when we're happy to help you out. Even if you have a question about our school or my program over at Georgetown Technical College, we're more than happy to answer those questions also. So as I was saying, Jenna, you know, Memorial Day weekend, it's almost like when I said amateur week, and I'm not saying that to be mean or anything. I'm saying that because a lot of people get a boat and are excited about going boating, and this is going to be their first weekend that they choose to go out, and that can be problematic, especially for someone like Ken says, doesn't know the rules of the waterway. That can be very problematic for not only the new boater, but the other seasoned boaters that are out on the water. Looks like we have another call from Taylor here in Pensacola. Let's go ahead and take that call as well.
Good morning, Taylor. What's your question for Stefan?
Sure. So I've got a couple questions. So I think they're kind of interlinked, but I'm having an issue with, it's an old 1986 Johnson Everu. And I know it's kind of hard to diagnose things like over the radio, but what it's doing is it's one of two things. One, at idle, when the motor's trimmed all the way down, it'll kill out. So it won't idle when the motor's trimmed down. And when you trim it up, it starts idling fine.
Okay.
And the second issue, what it's doing is, it'll take off just fine, but about the time you get up on plane, it almost feels like it's running out of gas, and so it'll throttle back down. And by the time you get it throttled back down, you can open it back up, and then it does the same thing after about 30 seconds.
Okay. Hey, Taylor, if you have your radio on, if you can turn that down for us, that would get a little feedback there. So I did get your questions.
Okay.
And
it may just be my volume.
Okay, I did get your questions, and I understand what you're saying. And, you know, like you say, can you troubleshoot over a phone or a radio? Sometimes you get a good idea of what's going on. To me, I would be suspicious of fuel issues, that we have fuel problems with that motor. The carburetors probably need to be cleaned out, something of that nature. That's kind of where I go. Now, always check compression, ignition, that kind of stuff, you know, but do that to make sure that your motor is fixable, of course. And then with what you're telling me, I would lean toward carburation problems, where you got carburetors problems, or even think about this, maybe some water in the fuel. If you feel like you don't have carburetor issues like dirt or trash or old fuel, you could have water in your fuel. And by changing the attitude of the motor, that water is being picked up out of the bowl and going into the cylinders that way. So those are the suggestions that I would have. Do a compression check, do ignition check, and then lean toward a fuel problem.
Okay. All right, so maybe a good carburetor clean might help that.
Yeah, and if you don't have a water separator, if you do have a water separator, dump it out into a jar and look for water and contamination. That's a good thing to do. And you know, it's good to have it done by a professional, because carburation, especially on a two-stroke, can cause you some issues if you don't do them correctly. You can burn a motor up pretty easily, so you want to make sure that's done by a professional. The bad part is that the older boats, it's hard to find people to work on them. So you may have to find somebody out there that's willing to work on that older model boat, so, or engine, you know. But yeah, that's kind of what I think is going on with you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll kind of work my way through it.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thanks again, Taylor. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, and you can troubleshoot some stuff over the phone or on the radio.
You're like
hopefully
a boat
we've
doctor.
Helped him. Yeah, you know, hopefully we've helped him out a little bit. So that's what I would look at. Hey, there's a lot of people out there, older motors out there running around, and those old motors, they you know, you'd be surprised. They really run good. I just had a student work on his older Johnson in our shop and on a pontoon boat, and he got that thing purring like a kitten. So he really done a good job, and it's an older two-stroke. So there's a lot of them out there still. It's just that a lot of dealerships aren't working on that older stuff, so you have to find an independent or somebody that's willing to help you out on that kind of stuff. So, you know, important. So as we – let me give that phone number out one more time. We just got a few more minutes here. So 850-437-1620. I love the calls and texts because it lets me know that people are out there listening. And, you know, Jenna – When I got on air, I thought about this. If one person listens to me today and puts that life jacket on that little child and that saves that child's life, it's well worth this conversation, is it not? I mean, that's what it's about, right?
100%. To inform. Yes.
Yes. To inform people, to, you know, to let them know this is what you're supposed to do when you're around water and you're around all these boats and out on the water, that kind of stuff. So I tell you what, we got 3 minutes left. Let's do this. Let's give away a chamois and a Key Marine t-shirt. How about this? Okay.
I'm ready
It's going to be quick. All right. So on a trailer light harness, there's a brown wire that runs the tail light. There's a yellow wire that runs the left stop and left turn. There's a green wire that runs the stop and the right turn. And a white wire is the ground. On some trailers, there is a blue wire. It's a blue auxiliary wire. What does that wire control? The blue wire on your trailer lights, your hookup for your trailers, what does that blue wire control? If you can call us at 850-437 or text us, 850-437-1620, I will give you a Key Marine t-shirt and a Yamaha chamois. So if we can get that in today, if not, we'll do it next week. So we'll give it away next week. Ray is on the phone. Ray, we got real quick. We can take your question.
My question is about gauges that fog over. Is it necessary to replace them entirely with brand new, or can you do something about it?
One more time for me. Good question.
Gauges. I have an outboard 200 Verada, and the gauges are all fogged up on the console.
Okay.
They want to replace them all at a very high cost.
Right. Yeah, and once they're fogged up like that, and you need to replace them, okay? So that's the only way to fix it. Now, you wouldn't necessarily have to replace all of them. If the other ones are good, you don't have to replace them. A tip for you once you do replace them is keep them covered and keep them out in the sun so you can get a little cover to go over them or something like that. A lot of those gauges have covers with them, so make sure you use those covers,
okay.
Ray. Okay?
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yep. Appreciate that phone call. Thank you very much. Again, Jenna, here we are at the end of this show. It seems like it just goes so quickly. I want to thank the sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. We've got a lot of calls that are coming in. Maybe I'll be able to take a couple of those after I get off the air here. Jenna will get those to me. and maybe I can call you back on the phone or something, or text you. More than happy to do that.
And people are texting in those answers for that question. So I'm going to make sure that I forward that all over to you, Stefan. You ready for that?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Well, enjoy
y'all have
your
a
Memorial...
great and safe Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right, guys, stick around. Mark Jacobs is going to give us a news update right after Fox.